He was thankful for the light filters in their visiplates. Beautiful or not, a look at the sunlight through straight glass would have blinded them inside of half a minute. Donovan was looking at the spring thermometer on his wrist.
Holy smokes! The temperature is 80 centigrade!
Powell checked his own and said,
A little high.
Atmosphere, you know.
On Mercury? Are you nuts?
Mercury isn't really airless, explained Powell in absent-minded fashion. He was adjusting the binocular attachments to his visiplate, and the bloated fingers of the insosuit were clumsy at it. There is a thin exhalation that clings to its surface. Vapors of the more volatile elements and compounds that are heavy enough for Mercurian gravity to retain. You know, selenium, iodine, mercury, gallium, potassium, bismuth, volatile oxides. The vapors sweep into the shadows and condense, giving up heat. It's a sort of gigantic still. In fact, if you use your flash, you'll probably find that the side of the cliff is covered with, say, hoar sulfur, or maybe quicksilver dew. It doesn't matter, though. Our suits can stand a measly 80 indefinitely. Powell had adjusted the binocular attachments so that he seemed as eye-stalked as a snail. Donovan watched tensely.
See anything?
The other did not answer immediately, and when he did, his voice was anxious and thoughtful.
There's a dark spot on the horizon that might be the selenium pool. It's in the right place. But I don't see Speedy.
Powell clambered upward in an instinctive striving for a better view, till he was standing in unsteady fashion upon his robot shoulders. Legs straddled wide, eyes straining, he said,
I think, yes, it's definitely he. He's coming this way.
Donovan followed the pointing finger. He had no binoculars, but there was a tiny moving dot, black against the blazing brilliance of the crystalline ground.
I see him, he yelled. Let's get going.
Powell had hopped down into a sitting position on the robot again, and his suited hand slapped against the gargantuan's barrel chest. Get going.
Giddy up,
yelled Donovan, and thumped his heels, spur fashion. The robots started off, the regular thudding of their footsteps silent in the airlessness, for the non-metallic fabric of the insosuits did not transmit sound. There was only a rhythmic vibration just below the border of actual hearing.
Faster!
Yelled Donovan. The rhythm did not change.
No use! Cried Powell in reply. These junk heaps are only geared to one speed. Do you think they're equipped with selective flexors?